What more can be written about Terry Fox that hasn't already been committed to paper countless times over the years? Not much, perhaps. However, even 42 years after his death, Fox remains at the zenith of heroism and perseverance in the face of personal struggles. Reader Jamie Canapini said it best when he wrote in to say, "I find that in the last decade or more, the word, hero, has been overused to the point of somewhat diminishing its true significance. That's not the case with Terry Fox, who is eminently worthy of that description." As with many long-distance runners, Fox's struggle was one of both time and distance. Unlike most runners, though, time was the ultimate demon chasing him, cancer. In the following paragraphs, we will take a brief look at both your memories of Fox's journey, prior to it being cut short, and the inspiration derived by those who witnessed this once-in-a-lifetime Canadian. As reader Nicole Despoty wrote, "Terry Fox will always be our hero. He showed us how strong, devoted and capable a human spirit can go on when you believe in your convictions to do anything for the good of humanity." Apart from a few rest days in Montreal taken at the request of the Cancer Society, Fox refused to take a day off, even on his 22nd birthday. As Terry was quoted in the Northern Life at that time, "If you read in the papers that Terry Fox is tired, he's down and out, don't dare believe it. I'm not going to quit." One of the members of the Sudbury Then and Now group, Brian Westhouse, saw him running north on HWY-11, where, "I pulled off the highway, south of Gravenhurst and watched him run past. I later found out it was his birthday, July 28, 1980. Also, Eleonora Connors remembers, "Driving down the highway to see this hero. He never bragged. Just did what he could to help research. I remember being so emotional when I went out to see him back then. He was an amazing human." Reader Monique Rattel Babin was profoundly affected by Fox and his journey in a way that would serve to inspire her in the future. Remember that point later in this article. As she wrote, "I was only about 17 years old and my family and I were coming back from a vacation at Wasaga Beach. I had been diagnosed with lupus at only 13 years old and I was just starting to feel normal and healthy again. We were headed north, back to Sudbury, and we encountered the van and Terry running up in front. I made my dad pull over up ahead and we all got out of the station wagon to see him approach. I remember waving shyly as he looked at the few bystanders on that part of old Highway 69. I followed his journey after that and felt profound sadness when I heard he had to stop because his cancer had returned. Then hearing he lost his battle left a sadness in me even though I didn't personally know him." Jill Marion remembers this stretch of Terry's journey well. She had been in Killarney for her honeymoon, and driving back on HWY 69. The traffic was all backed up on the highway quite a ways, and sure enough, there he was near Estair, running along on the side of the road, heading towards Sudbury. For Jill, the sight remains very memorable indeed. Jewel Kelly also remembers seeing him on Highway 69. She wrote that, "We were on our way to southern Ontario from Sudbury and we saw him running north. We had no idea at that time what an icon in Canadian history he would become. He was an amazing young man." A young Armand Valcourt was in the Richard Lake area when Terry passed through. His mother insisted on bringing the entire family out to see. As he states, "I couldn't believe the following of people cheering him on. It changed my life that day. No question. The OPP were all around him. An ambulance followed right behind, with lines of cars pulling over." OPP officer Mike Sullivan, who had been accompanying Fox for the 2 days prior to his arrival just south of the city, remember him from the last article, shared a photo of himself with Fox, included here, and the news that a book, Terry and Me, just came out on August 29, 2023, detailing the Ontario portion of Terry's run. It is written by Bill Vigers, who, on behalf of the Canadian Cancer Society, led a campaign to ensure that every person in Canada knew the story of this outstanding young man. Vigers was by Fox's side through all of the highs and lows right up until the tragic end of his journey in Thunder Bay. Ontario Provincial Police Const. Mike Sullivan accompanied Terry Fox for the 2 days prior to his arrival just south of Greater Sudbury. He shared this image of him standing next to Fox during that time. Image. Mike Sullivan. The following day, August 4, the heat was oppressive and forced Fox to rest twice before reaching Sudbury. At 5 p.m., Fox arrived at Civic Square, where hundreds of area residents, including reader Johnny Boyer, who remembers that there was a big crowd, had gathered to give him the warm welcome that he deserved. This celebration was followed by a supper hosted by the Chamber of Commerce. The Cancer Society announced at the time that the amount raised in Sudbury during Fox's time here was $15,000. Additionally, during his visit to Espanola, the next day, a sum of $5,000 was raised. After the gatherings in downtown Sudbury, Fox continued his journey westward, stopping at the Tradewinds Motel for the night before departing early the next morning. Fox's favorite time to run was very early in the morning, and he was found on his way towards Espanola at 5 a.m. Reader Grant Cooper wrote in to give us a feeling of his experience of that day, August 5, as Fox was leaving Sudbury and heading west. "I remember that day very well," he wrote. "I was 14 turning 15 in October. I got up extra early in Mikola subdivision in Walden and walked to Short Street on Old HWY 17 to see him. He came by at first light just east of the Tradewinds. It was amazing to see him run by, working so hard with every stride. It's more amazing that he ran a marathon a day. The best athlete Canada ever produced. I will remember that day forever." The experience struck such a chord with Grant that his wife and kids have heard that story many times. Brenda Loishan Farkas also remembers that day. "I was driving to Sudbury from Espanola and saw him. I can't describe the pain I saw in his face." That pain is echoed in reader Dennis Bellant's description of Terry, who he considers a role model for perseverance and determination. A real, gutsy Canadian, a favorite hero around his house. In November of 1980, it was reported that a former Sudburyan, Joe Street Denis, was inspired to raise funds for Terry Fox and the Marathon of Hope through the power of song. The paean that he produced, entitled "The Courage of Terry Fox," was picked up by radio stations across the country. Saint Denis pledged to donate all radio royalties from the song plus 10% of his album royalties to the Canadian Cancer Society. In addition, his record distributor was to match the sum raised by royalties. The singer said at the time that he was moved to write the song 2 weeks before a Nashville recording session when his wife's uncle succumbed to cancer. Fox gave his approval and both he and his parents received copies of the record. Terry was such an inspiration to many that even soon-to-be mothers wished to name their children after him. So, if anyone reading this knows a Canadian man named Terry or Canadian woman named Terry, born in late 1980 or 1981, chances are that's where their name originated. Reader Lynn Fournier confirmed this when she wrote in that she had wanted to name her second-born Terry. Apparently, her husband had other ideas. On May 12, 1982, it was reported in the Sudbury Star that the sports complex that had been built along the LaSalle extension would finally be renamed. By a vote of 6-4, council ruled to officially change the name of the LaSalle Sports Complex to the Terry Fox Memorial Sports Complex. This occurred after initially being brought up in early July 1981, just days after Terry's death, by Cown. Sterling Campbell, however, it was put on the back burner by the city at the time. Cown. Bob Farah was quoted at the time as saying, "I think this young man is also history. He's modern history and he will be remembered." The effect of Terry Fox came back full circle, nearly 20 years later, for reader Monique Rattel Babin. "Remember the 17-year-old girl waving shyly to Terry above? When a virus from a donated kidney affected the arteries in her left leg. I was 36 years old. I had a job I loved and was very active and played sports despite my dialysis, but the virus had done its damage and I was now facing amputation of my left leg," she wrote. "I was supposed to only lose below my knee, but things didn't go quite as they should have and I lost my leg above my knee. At first, I did not want to live that way and was feeling sorry for myself, but then I remembered encountering that brave young man who was running across Canada on one leg. It changed my outlook and my way of thinking about my future." While researching the previous article, I came across a letter to the editor of the Northern Life written in September 1980, and the poignant words of the last two paragraphs could just as well have been written today, 43 years on. I would like to close this month's topic with this call to action written by Helen M. Cameron of Val Caron. Terry Fox can't run right now. It's up to you and me to carry on what he set out to do. Raise money for cancer research. If every adult Canadian were to put just $1 per week into cancer research, do you realize how much would be raised in 1 year? Maybe, just maybe, it would be enough to find that breakthrough that leads to a complete cure. Isn't that worth gambling for? Come on, people, put some pressure on your government. Put some pressure on your MPs. Put some pressure on yourselves. Dig into your pockets and your hearts. Let's finish the job that Terry started. Well, dear readers, our marathon of memories is complete. Thank you to everyone who shared their memories with us of Terry Fox. As reader Maureen Clements Hanna commented, what an impact he had in the world. I hope the recollections of others will inspire us all to do more in the fight against cancer. We'll see you back here again in 2 weeks with another timely topic. Jason Markin is a writer and history enthusiast in Greater Sudbury. He runs the Coniston Historical Group and the Sudbury Then and Now Facebook page. Memory Lane is made possible by our Community Leaders Program.